Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How's it going today? How you doing today?
Good
everybody
morning.
Doing well? Ashley, our intern, purchased a car. Let's give her a nice round of applause for her.
Keeping
we
on the
were
economy
discussing
going.
That mm-hmm. right before we went on the air here. We were discussing that right before we went to air. And Ashley was explaining to me that this is a 1999 automobile. This is a Ford Explorer, correct?
Yep.
And this has how many miles on it, Ashley?
195.
Oh, it's under 200 still. That's nice. Does it qualify for antique plates?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
We'll I will tell you that my daughter, who clunks around in these kind of vehicles too, both of my daughters, I can relate to this. And, you know, I wish I was the man of means to purchase cars for my daughters. But sorry, daddy's got golf to play.
Well, you know, this area, Mike, is a great area to have an unreliable
thank you, Pony.
Car.
Thank you for that lap. I appreciate that. Pony's the only one that really loves my totally insensitive humor.
It's great.
That's, you know, he responds to that
he's
more than anything
to that.
Else.
Yeah, that's why he's done so well with relationships.
Pony, I was on the 14th fairway the other day, and I looked at one of my playing partners, and I said, they can handle it. Anyway. So, my daughter, did you see the video of Catherine that I posted for her latest show where she's playing?
She's a knockout. It was amazing.
Zelda, who's Great Gatsby's? Zelda Fitzgerald.
Okay.
She's playing Zelda in a one-woman show, which is actually the official last show of her career. Show I'm not going to, her college career, a show I'm not going to see, unfortunately.
Oh, so no.
Well, you only go to the shows that have big casts.
I go to the big numbers.
You like the spectacles.
That's right.
I don't go to the workshop presentations. That's that's not
workshop.
What I do. But, they have the main theater, and then they have like the workshop theater, the studio theater, where she's doing this, and she's playing The Last Flapper is the name of the play about Zelda Fitzgerald, who apparently was a wonderful writer in her own right and conflicted.
Bon vivant.
And married to F. Scott Fitzgerald. Mm. And, you know, it was...
she has a TV series about her on Netflix right now. She's sort of the moment.
She's of the moment, and Catherine's very excited about playing that. So we're very happy for that. And so your car cost you... What was the total outlay, Ashley, for your automobile?
$1,300.
Wow. Nice.
That's
a
very,
steal.
Very exciting. That's extremely exciting. Hold on.
No what? More tickets sellout alert. No what? More tickets sellout alert. Oh. The Mike O'Mara Show Live November 4th at the House of Blues is sold out.
What?
Whoa. That sounds like Rob Spiewak.
For James Gum.
Can you play that whole thing again? And I'll pretend like I was just rambling along. Hold on. So... I was telling Carla the other day over breakfast.
No more tickets sellout alert. No more tickets sellout alert. The Mike O'Mara Show Live November 4th at the House of Blues is sold out.
That's true. I'll let you all be interrupted by
this. Okay. All right. You go.
So you start your story. Oscar.
It puts a lotion on its skin. And then you hit it.
Oh, what?
No more tickets sellout alert. No more tickets sellout
alert. Pure broadcaster.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live, November 4th at the House of Blues is sold out.
All right, that's enough of that. We don't have to play that game anymore.
I don't get to be interrupted?
Yeah, you can be interrupted. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm in there, and I'm totally naked, swinging on the chandelier, and I'm saying, Mom, I don't want... What?
No more tickets sellout alert. No more tickets sellout alert. The Mike O'Mara Show Live, November 4th at the House of Blues... is sold out.
You're right. No chandelier would support me.
Yes.
We have the greatest listeners in the world. With more than 6 months to go, we have sold out our House of Blues show in New Orleans, Louisiana. We're delighted to do that. For those of you that might not have gotten tickets, I was going to say something nice like, hey, we'll be doing lots of other side things. But no, damn it. You know, we gave you plenty of notice.
You... had your chance.
Tough turkey.
12 months. Look, it's nice to sell it out six months in advance.
Kick rocks.
And we
tough
want it.
Darts.
And by the way, it's 5 or 6 months that it took to sell this out because we knew
it was
a destination city. We knew it was going to require some logistics for people to make their plans to come to New Orleans. We are very thrilled that 500 of our dearest friends will be under the roof of the House of Blues on Bourbon Street. It is on Bourbon Street, is it not?
I believe it is, right in the thick of things.
We will be right in the thick of things in NOLA in New Orleans, Louisiana. We're going to roll into town sometime probably Thursday during the day, the evening, whenever. And then Friday, Saturday, and we just have two great days in New Orleans, Louisiana that are going to be incredible. And then I'm going to sneak the hell out on Sunday.
TMOS Family Days.
It's going to be really, really special. We are thrilled with it. Now, what are you chortling at, Pony?
Oscar's...
He doesn't know what family is, Mike.
Well, he's making up things.
He's just taking it too lightly, isn't he?
You know? Call lightly!
Let's call the helpline and see what happens on TMOS Family Day.
Yes.
We call it the helpline.
The man is poking fun at my thrill. The man who put this thing basically together...
I would say who put it together, yes.
Who reached out... Oscar, a little background on...
And we'll plan.
Out.
And we'll plan it as well.
We will.
And, and the thing is, this is our. Here's why this is important to the show. And Oscar, if I'm speaking out of school, please let me know. Mm. We have never ever teamed up with Live Nation before. This is our first foray. It was a test for them. They did not know us.
Big test.
And they wanted to see what we could do. They were hoping for. A sellout by the time the show started.
Right.
We showed them that we cut that in half. And look, I'm fine with it. I'm actually quite fine with the fact that, we're not...
Mike, we're six months early.
We're 6 months early, and we're not a national name. We're not. That's the bottom line.
I would say you are. I beg to differ.
I would say, actually, to be truthful, you're an international name.
God bless you, Rob. Yeah. I appreciate that. But the fact is, this looks good for the show. This is very good for the show.
Oh, my. Another alert.
NOLA tickets sell out alert. The Michael Mara Show Live, November 4th at the House of Blues, is sold out.
I love picturing Rob in his studio.
Having as much fun as a human being can have. Right. <Yeah. laughs>
Now, you should know, most of our stuff is done by Dude Walker, but some of our support stuff is done by another announcer, Shmob Shwiwak.
Hey, Shmob.
Yes.
Do you have a vocal processor in your studio?
No, I actually use a...
you pitched it down
just
in the
pitched it
post-
down, yeah.
You don't go, no more tickets sell out alert.
Hey,
Pony,
would you like to be interrupted, too?
Would
you
yes,
like
I it's would.
Fun? It's kind of fun. It really is. Okay, take
it
away.
Well, the other day I was telling Mac that the anime eyes just weren't big enough. Jesus Christ, what's that?
No more tickets sell out alert. You know, the Michael Mara Show Live, November 4th at the House of Blues... is sold out.
We give Pony such a hard time about everything, but then he like nails the broadcast stuff more than Oscar
it.
Does.
Yeah,
it's just, must just be a strange
it's,
dynamic.
Broadcasters
it's in the
blood. Come and go.
It's in the
Business
blood
doesn't.
With the nicotine. That's right.
Hey, broadcasters come and go. Isn't that a timely comment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that a timely comment? I know that's what everybody. Hold on, bring him in.
Oh, okay. Hey, Bill.
Bill!
No, you don't understand.
I think we do.
You don't understand. I just got off a plane from Italy. I just got off a plane from Italy. I don't understand.
Does this mean you won't be awarding the prize to the winner of the Guess Where Bill Is Going on Vacation contest?
Speewag.
Oh, you're crying.
Speewag.
You
want to know why I don't like your show coming on this show?
Why?
You get interrupted by everything. Everything interrupts.
Oh, I don't know that you would be interrupted by anything.
Listen, I want what?
No more tickets sell out. Alert.
It's going
no
on. Get out of here. F you.
The Michael Mara Show Live, November 4th.
We will have Bill.
Do you think you'll be contacted now that he's down on his luck? Do you think your old roommate will contact you?
He might reach out looking for.
See, a lot of people don't know that Mike and Bill O'Reilly were roommates at Marist College.
We will talk about that and other things on the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we get to the mailbag today, which we have to do later on. Yes,
can you highlight once again how great this is? Really?
It is really remarkable.
I was talking to Mike.
It's amazing you got it out. I was just excited.
I will share with the listeners what I wrote both of you guys last night. The fact that I meant it sincerely. And, you know, I said, this is 500 people getting on airplanes, buying hotel rooms and tickets to see us in a destination city. I don't think we can overstate the significance of this to the show. This is great. We have a tremendous core of listeners, the kind of people that, you know, whatever we do, they sell a few hundred tickets right away whenever we're doing anything. We wanted to do this as an experiment. We wanted to see, how about taking the show, instead of always going East Coast, West, how about we take it to a fun location and see how people respond? You have overwhelmingly told me that you like this, that this is now not just a show, but this is an opportunity to get together with your friends that share the experience of the Mike O'Mara Show and go to a cool place to hang out. That is not lost on us. We are dreaming big when it comes to the idea of taking this show on the road. So this is a first step. Now all I can say to you is get there on time and enjoy the program. And
don't get arrested.
Together,
yeah, take a shower.
Don't get arrested. don't stray out of the quarter, okay? It is kind of a rough town, so be aware of that. You know, you gotta be aware of your surroundings when you're in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
It's not like you want to walk around, you know, with a camera around your neck and cargo shorts going, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. You know, it's just not a cool city.
I'm in New Orleans, I like to get most of my money in cash and keep it in my shirt pocket. Is that a good idea?
Brimming out of the top.
Yeah, like almost like a pocket square, but it's 20s.
Before we get to the mailbag today, I want to see if I got a lot of paper here. Hold on. Just a second.
You know what it is? It's paper day. Thursday is paper day.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We love our fan club, and speaking of selling out shows, they're instrumental in partnering with us and getting that stuff done, and we appreciate that. This is a letter that came in yesterday. It says, "Dear fellas, just a quick note to let everyone know that Stephen Douglas McIntyre had quadruple bypass heart surgery at the Atlanta VA Medical Center on Tuesday. Doctors give him another 20 years at this point.
Wow.
That deserves a round of applause. Woo! Right there. That's good for SDM. He did have a small complication, but that is now he's doing much better. He will be at the medical center for another day or two. Please hold a good thought, say a prayer, send good wishes on Facebook, work your mojo, or spin some juju for SDM. And if you want, you can click on the Pro Flowers button on the TMOS website to send him some flowers. I didn't write this letter. Make sure to ask to see his scar in New Orleans.
Oh,
Dirk Vastrick, who's kind of, I think, feeling in for SDM.
An angel.
Dirk Vastrick decided to pop that in here, and we appreciate that. So SDM, speedy recovery. I decided, you know, I've spoken to you on the telephone multiple times. I've had conversations with you
SDM?
Multiple times.
Yes.
But I thought
intimate conversations?
No, not at all, Rob. Thank you for mentioning that, though. I thought I would take one of my my pens to paper and produce some verse for Stephen, who is recovering from the heart surgery. So, and then we will go to break, and then when we come back, we will have the regular mailbag.
Okay.
But this is for our good friend, president of the Mike O'Mara Show fan club.
Yes.
And here goes nothing. Did you hear of the High Sparrow's ticker? It recently needed repair. But no need for pouting, they did some rerouting, and the news is that he's good to fare. So we send out our love and best wishes for a speedy return to your throne, for the leader of our motley fan club, and rest assured you know we're not alone. The name Stephen with Douglas and McIntyre doesn't really flow well through the air, but accept this good message from our show, even though I know you probably won't care. Get well soon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water? Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing. So I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Well, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah. So let's go
back. Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they use to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
What is, where is that from?
This is from a movie called The Idiocracy.
That is, I love that clip.
The movie, when you watch it now, it's like they're fortune tellers.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. It's a great time to be a sports fan. Anybody that knows that, boy, watching that hockey last night.
Big three victories in D.C. last night.
Oh, yeah. Big night for D.C. sports. FanDuel makes any sport better. Baseball is back. Yay, go Nats, which means FanDuel's daily fantasy baseball is back. And not just baseball. They've got fantasy basketball and now fantasy golf. I love fantasy golf. It's so easy to play. It makes watching golf better, so much better. I'm addicted to FanDuel. I love watching the live scoring and winning cash prizes. I was thrilled to do a FanDuel at the Masters as well.
Neat.
It takes your sports to a whole nother level. Now that there are contests every day, you can enjoy sports like you've never enjoyed it before. Play as often as you want. Contests start at just $1. There's something for everyone. Over 2.5 million players have won a cash prize playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. So why not you?
Get into the action.
To get you started, new users get FanDuel's Combo 5-Pack valued at up to $50. That's five free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contests. Just finish in the top half to win cash. Get your five free entries. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and enter promo code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code TMOS. Void where prohibited. I think that's a fantastic thing that they're
all
good.
Yeah, oh, period.
Yeah, you're all. I had a couple of cocktails, a couple of doers, water. Yeah, here's what I was doing. I put the doers on ice, and I splashed a little water on, like it's my normal drink. And then I said, yeah, throw out the water. Throw out the water. You don't need water. You don't need water. I don't have a job. Who needs water? Yeah.
You know what would be good? Yeah. Use the water from your O-shaped pool.
Yeah, my O-shaped with Bill O'Reilly pool. Yeah.
You know I'm a staunch supporter of yours, and I have been for
God
years.
God bless you. God bless you.
I thought the Pope was going to get you out of this. What,
well, I,
what
I,
say
you,
know, you?
I called the Murdoch family, and they got on the phone. I didn't waste any time. I said, caution. You are in the Pope zone. And unfortunately, going to the Vatican, I thought I'd get absolution for, trying to pick up women, and it didn't work out, and now life is crap. I'm going to go get drunk. Goodbye.
There Bill O'Reilly.
That picture was classic.
You have to sometimes really not just sit there and let it wash over you. You have to find the humor in the, he's with the Pope.
Of course
he's
he is.
He's going to the Vatican. Come
His
on.
His holiness.
You're in
His
the no, holiness. He was in the no sin zone.
He's got the juice to meet people. The no sin zone did not get him out of that, Rob.
Oh,
it did
man.
Not get him out of
That's
that situation.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Oh, good Lord. But Bill O'Reilly, we've had fun with Bill O'Reilly for years. Here's how I feel about
Mike,
this.
He used to be a coworker.
He was a coworker. I interviewed Bill O'Reilly a million years ago. Bill O'Reilly dissed us on this show. That is, I wrote one word yesterday. I wrote karma.
Yep.
I was surprised that in my 5,000, there's usually someone that squeaks a little bit. Carla got a little crap for, treat others the way you'd like. Have a blessed day. Robert Ryan, you stain. You didn't need to attack my wife when she was responding
How
to a thread
you.
From another person. Okay? And the fact is, I believe in that, and that's why I wrote one word, karma. Mm-hmm. I think he had some bad karma around him. Here are the facts that I know about Bill O'Reilly. Take the sexual harassment and put it over in this corner, and then take the other thing that I heard decades of about Bill O'Reilly, is that he was a monumental dick in the workplace.
Monster.
Yes. Yeah, monster.
That everybody knew it was big Bill O'Reilly bloviating down the hallway, and he was hard to work with. When you get that combination, you're going to be in trouble with your coworkers. And then I don't think you even put the politics in this yet, because the fact is there are left-wing people who disagreed with him, but this is really, look, for women, this is a wonderful statement for women,
yeah.
Period, that you can't behave like an a-hole and, you know, use your power to promote women and to further women's career
and the show
to get them in the sack, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. Yeah. And then you throw in the hot chocolate. My brother-in-law sent me a message yesterday about hot chocolate, which just was, that's out of the birdcage.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. That's so, and it's bigotry, guys. I'm sorry. It comes down to not being, it's bigotry towards women. It's bigotry towards other people. It's not getting it. It's not getting that it's a big, wide world out there.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know the details. I don't know. I'm sure that out of all of the allegations that were thrown at the guy, there might be somebody that's embellishing. I think when you get in the hands of attorneys, that can happen.
Sure.
But when you have the volume of this many people coming forward, look, I don't think the Murdochs wanted to can their cash cow.
No.
They were looking at an overwhelming body of evidence that said enough is enough. And what comes out of this, because they followed the money, will be moving the meter for a corporate culture that needed to have the meter moved. Period. That's the way I think about
it. Now, you mentioned earlier that, you know, the allegations aside, the fact was a longstanding rumor and corroborated by most, he was a dick to work with. We may never get a chance to listen to this 1 minute of him again. May I play a short tape?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I would like this. Okay.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Hey. Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
Okay. What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go.
In five, four,
now he gets really mad because he's going to fluff again.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
Uh-oh.
Five,
oh, no,
four,
he's mad now.
Three.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! F*** it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
In five, four, three...
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Take it away.
Why would you want to go through life so angry?
He is an unhappy fellow.
No, so sad.
You're talking about one element of... I laugh at that tape with everybody else, but I laugh with the big hypocrisy sign over me, because I have had, throughout my broadcast career, I've had screaming, cussing, you know, knockdown, drag out screaming sessions at people. I've gotten personal. I've had to go back and apologize after the fact. It's just funny.
Yeah, but you were hammered then, Mike. We all get that way sometimes.
What I love about it is that he claims after he screws up, he says, I don't know what it means to take us out. BS. You're covering your ass because you messed up a read. You know exactly what that means.
And you get angrier when you mess up the read. I've done it. I know what it's like to do that. The thing about Bill O'Reilly is that even with the fact that I think for the women that were involved with him, and probably with a lot of people that had many more personal dealings with Bill O'Reilly, at the same time, I always get this sense of, the feeding frenzy is just so distasteful for me to watch. I don't care how big a dick the guy is. The joy and the it's not me from all these other TV networks and all these other people that are sitting there going, you know,
Lester looked like he was throwing a party. I was like, Lester, come on. You lost a colleague too.
I think he deserved it. I think he deserved what he got. I think it was the right decision by Fox. But at the same time, this, you know, my God, have you ever seen? I don't think there's ever been.
No.
A bigger media feeding frenzy on somebody getting canned. Well, I mean,
his particular segment of the industry, the opinion news segment of the industry, is one that is fueled by dislike and distaste and hate. And when they see something happen to a competitor, it brings them great joy.
You guys were.
I don't like the feeding frenzy, but I don't mind the people that feel joy about O'Reilly. Mm. I don't, because I think O'Reilly's walking away with tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, and you've always said, you know, sometimes when in doubt, take the high road. They don't need to, you know, be dancing.
He just signed a 3-year extension, multi-million dollars. I imagine they will pay him out in one way or another.
They will probably pay him a significant
who's been paid for multiple years for not working. I've never seen those dollars.
I have.
And who slides into the number one slot? Fan of TMOS, Mr. Tucker Carlson.
That's right, Tucker.
No bow tie.
Yeah.
No more bow tie. I'm shocked every time I see him without a bow tie.
He's not wearing a bow tie.
I did not know that.
Regular
really?
Tie. I watch regular him on a regular
tie
basis.
For
regular
Tucker?
Tie.
That's right.
He's wearing the 8 p.m. tie now.
He's all
that's
grown
the way
up.
That's going to go.
And he's all grown up.
Hi, Scott. I'm Tucker.
Hi, Tucker. I'm Scott.
Yeah, you know, I the whole thing is, I don't know. It's just a weird world that we live in now. It depends on the way the stars align when you F up.
Yeah.
As to what the eventual fate will be. This happened years ago. A lot of this stuff happened
also,
years
for perspective,
and years ago.
The Murdochs are trying to buy Sky TV and merge them.
Again, they're trying to buy them, right?
Yeah. So essentially, this is a black eye regardless. But if they're trying to acquire a broadcast company overseas and they have this looming over them, and I read this in the Wall Street Journal,
they got to clear it up,
why
right?
Why would they even bother? This billion-dollar company can figure out how to get another talent in there that's going to pull 4 million viewers a night.
Mm-hmm. It's a massive, massive story. And you just have to be mindful of the fact that I hope that I can't, because I've never worked in, I've never behaved that way in the workplace with coworkers. And I don't really, I think it's fair to say, Rob, you've been alongside me for most of it. I don't think we have ever worked in an environment where that kind of behavior happened. There were office romances all the time, and that happens, by the way, you know, from Chick-fil-A on up to the biggest corporations in the world, that's going to happen. But I don't think there was ever this, you know, you throw in attractive TV ready women with a bunch of fat old white guys that are horny. And
certain power or an implied power to allow them to advance.
And
it's a dangerous mix.
Yeah. And then you throw in the fact that, they can advance people with it gets looked the other way. I forgot the lady that was does the radio show that was one of his accusers that came forward after she was approached by the New York Times. And she talked about the fact that she was embarrassed when she rebuffed O'Reilly out in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They had dinner together. And I forgot what her name is. I'm so sorry. That she, after that, tried to rebuild the bridge by sending emails in it. That's just, women shouldn't have to deal with that crap. You know?
That is so unhealthy that she would feel at fault for that somehow.
There's
that she
nothing
needs
wrong,
to
by the way, in my humble opinion, there's nothing wrong with, if Bill O'Reilly goes out, is not, you know, is going out there and he's not in a relationship and he's sitting at a table with an attractive woman who's also in TV and they have a couple of glasses of wine and he says, by the way, would you like to come back to my suite for a drink? And she says no. And he says, oh, okay, I tried. And he walks off in the other direction and then comes back to work the next day and everything's fine. That's cool. Yeah, I think that's completely acceptable.
Just ask Larry King.
That's right.
where it differs is when she told the story about they went to the bar and he got angry.
Yeah.
And that's the
weird.
You can't. That's the weird part.
Yeah.
That's the self-control part. Yeah. You got turned down, douche. You move in the other direction. And I think that's where he got bitten in the ass. And I don't know. It's just it's stunning to me. But
that culture drove its own mandate, which in turn led them to today.
Yeah, and now you don't have Megyn Kelly. Mm-hmm. You don't have the incredibly vivacious Greta Van Susteren. Mm-hmm. You don't have Bill O'Reilly. And the only one that's left is Sean Hannity. And, you know, he's over there, and that's it.
Hey, well, so, they have Lauren Shepherd. Simonetti. She's wicked hot.
They
my girl.
Still,
I agree with
and
you.
They will always have Ducey.
Yes!
Steve
Ducey survives.
Ducey.
Although I heard he made inappropriate comments to a houseplant over there.
No, I think Ducey's not free of blame. Hasn't his name come up a couple of times?
I can't confirm it, but it seems to me that in years past, he's a very friendly fella.
Yeah, well, he likes to pretend that you have something in your nose before the camera goes on. That's from years ago. we'll take a break. It's Channel 4. It's a long.
He land, started long local. Ago, started local.
Yeah, and I'm in my house. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the mailbag on Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm happy.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robinjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
You know, I blow up promos every now and then. That's one that I never get tired of listening to that. I truly do. That's so much fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Check out Rob and Joe on the network. They're wonderful guys, very talented, and not to tip a hand, but we'd love to see little Rob, little Joe down in NOLA. We really
would. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Working on it. Anyway, welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon. Springtime, fun time. As you get ready for spring and summer, I want to tell you to do something. Hi.
Yes.
Check out the amazing home and garden deals on the front page of MikeOMaraShow.com. We're really doing a push on our webpage. If you go to MikeOMaraShow.com, you're going to see some wonderful items from Amazon that you just click on, and you can take right to them. You can read about them, and then you buy them, and then
boom,
we
bam.
Get a
That's
little
it.
Extra.
Great deals.
And it's great. Next time you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app. It changes nothing for you. Means everything to us. When you're shopping Amazon, please access it via TMOS. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And as you get ready for spring and summer, check out the amazing deals. Please, 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 TMOS and Amazon will help you beat the heat with stuff that's neat and prices that can't be beat. That is super deluxe sweet and
sweet.
Quite a treat. Fresh meat.
Hey, meat's meat and a man's gotta eat.
Mike, anyway, my fogger yes? came in and I'm gonna
Fogger.
Put it together today and fog out my Sallyway.
Oh, for a second with my bad hearing, I thought you said your father came in.
Oh,
your dad's back in the country?
No, Mike, you know that doesn't happen until after May.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Oscar's right, going to fog for mosquitoes, three cats, and one senior citizen killed.
Very exciting.
My father WhatsApped us from on Easter as we're all sitting at Easter brunch.
Yeah.
And he's like, hi, happy Easter. And my mom's like, when you coming home? And we're all on basically FaceTime. And he goes, Yoli, there's a lot to do with the house down here. And I said, Dad, answer the question. We're trying to figure out when to go on vacation together as a family. And he goes, Oscar, the signal is bad in the mountains. Just kept
really?
On deferring.
Wow.
Does he really pull that crap?
He loves living in Bolivia. He hates his family.
Is he in Bolivia now? I thought he was in Argentina. He's in Bolivia?
He's in Bolivia now, Mike. You know how he rolls his other family? No. But it's the funniest thing. And maybe, look, I probably shouldn't throw stones at glass houses because I like being alone as well, right?
You're a loner.
And
you're a bit
he
of a loner.
Loves being alone. So right. I can almost see, yeah, you don't want your wife yapping at you, especially when you're retired. And
your
just,
lonerness that I've experienced yes. over the years has to do with the Oscar move, which is like we'll be sitting there out
at a
socially,
bar.
Yeah.
At a bar, and Oscar is just gone.
It's not yeah. just you
just
guys. It's
gone.
Every one of my groups of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know. You do
like,
that
I just,
constantly.
It's my own thing. I'd rather be alone, right?
I'm kind of the same way. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I
but you're
I
not moving
up.
To
I
another
up.
Country.
No, that's taking it to the next step.
Hey, Mike is going to Ireland just for a few years.
Just for a few years. Hey, I could do the show over there. You know, I get international living
online.
Yeah,
you could.
Mm-hmm. I listened about, you know, it's so funny. You hear, speaking of South America, I know we got to get to the mailbag. I'm sorry. You get on international living, they're talking about wonderful places to live abroad. And they talk about retiring overseas for
Costa
Social
Rica.
Security. You know, that's
pennies
all you need
on
over
the
there.
Dollar.
And they talk about the South America. Ecuador was the country who's mentioned.
They
go through that and you're like, oh, for only, you know, $500 a month, you get this one bedroom apartment in the middle of the city, close to all the conveniences. And then all you do is like you Google the certain areas of South America. And there's a bit of a crime issue in of these.
For example, if you were Googling the street scene in Ecuador before the result came up, your computer will have been stolen.
Yeah. the pickpocket score is 99.
Yeah, it's a little scary. So, you know, just be aware everything is not as it seems. But, hey, we can talk about Ecuador. We can talk about Oscar's dad.
Yes.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre, our sold-out show in New Orleans. But it's not about us. It, ladies and gentlemen, is about you. Sing it, Rob Spiewak.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Wow.
All the time, the things that you do.
You don't know the
it's
lyrics.
All about you. It's
you.
All right. About you.
Right.
All of the time. Mike O'Mara moving to Ireland.
Thank you.
Gonna be
much.
Great.
Welcome now, tighter and brighter, for your listening pleasure. Happy birthday to Pete Dantro. Doesn't have a birthday until May 7th, but his wife renewed his bonus show subscription as an early gift. Yay, Pete. And yay, Christine.
That's Mrs. Dantro.
Yay.
Happy birthday, numero 22, to Amanda Wood. She'll graduate from Texas State University next month, much to her father's delight.
Yes.
I got to graduate coming up, too, in May. That's wonderful.
You'll find her on Facebook.
Octavio Munguia.
What's the name, Jack?
Octavio Munguia has a birthday on Saturday. He's a good guy. Thank you. Stacey Akins has her 48th birthday tomorrow. She still keeps it tight.
Nice! Tight.
Greetings from Hilton Head, South Carolina, where Brad Berthelsen turns 36 tomorrow. And ladies, he's single.
When we were in Savannah last summer, he spotted me and Katie at a Sandnats single A baseball game, this guy. He was very, very cool guy.
When that happens to me, do you turn on the little paranoia afterburners a little bit and say, yes, he spotted you, or was he searching for you?
No, it was quite by accident. We had we actually sat, you know, the Sandnat action wasn't that hot, so we had lots of time to talk.
The only reason I bring it up is tracking you is the easiest thing in the world. People can actually tell where you're taking your next dump with the amount of posts that you put up on Facebook.
You know what? With the way my stomach's been, please tell me.
If he was ever murdered, it wouldn't be 48 hours. It'd be 4 hours.
4 hours, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe 40 minutes, you know?
Could you move, Mr. Spiewak? You're obscuring the space view of the Great Wall.
Another 40 minutes.
Really enjoying my time down here in Atlanta, and I'm
dead in the airport, sudden, Mike. A story as old as time.
40 minutes later, Tab Patterson found him. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I am writing to ask you to wish my friend Jason Lambert a happy birthday. He sent you a letter for my birthday back in March, which you read, so I figure I had better do the same.
That's cool.
Okay. That's
especially
from the Mike
for guys.
McIntosh School of Etiquette. I was hoping maybe Scott Shannon could stop by to wish my dear friend Jason a happy birthday. Yours in Christ, Wes Heron. Well, there's not just a Scott Shannon. There are two of them. We'll spin the wheel. Let's see if they're out in the lobby, all right?
If they're out in the lobby.
Facelift.
Let's say a happy birthday to Jason Lambert, a radio disc jockey. No, he's not.
One of the best things about birthdays is, let me tell you, Monk, they only come once a year.
That's absolutely correct. And the best thing about birthday is not just cake and ice cream, but another sugar product.
And it's also a round product.
Did I wake you up or something? How you doing? Want to start again?
You're being a little harsh, Scott.
Sorry,
it's also
Scott.
A round product, like a cake.
I don't mind you sleeping during the entire show, but when we're in the middle of the bit, I demand total perfection.
100% concentration.
The kind of perfection you get when you make the candy that we know and love.
But what kind of
You're
candy?
You're still... What's wrong with you today?
Not a thing.
We're slipping out of the... You normally are just a little more quick on the uptake. With
but
this.
What
I'm
kind
curious.
Of candy?
What kind of candy?
Lifesavers. Let's stop it. Bye, Scott. Sorry. Rob ruined it.
Lambert.
The Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
W-M-A-K.
If I could run a replay on that, Mike, if you don't mind. Much like in sports. We were looking for a hockey stick of a curve from you, energy-wise, and all we got was the opposite of a hockey stick, where you just go down.
Thank you, Oscar. Write that down.
Yes.
How is your stomach? Is your stomach bothering you?
It's not been the greatest week for it.
Really?
Yeah, I apologize about that. But I don't think that had to do with me ruining the show. I think they're separate issues.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns. Let me start by saying that I love the podcast. This show keeps me from going insane. Mike, your impressions keep me in stitches. I especially love the impression of the socially retarded serial killer computer nerd. I think you call him Mac. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if I can do it.
Oh, God.
I think you call him Mac.
Whoa.
Yes, sir. That's my most favorite impression. I mean, I hope that's an impression you're doing. Because if it's not, he's the one really screwed up. He's one really screwed up kid. Mac, no. Aww. By the way, my birthday is today. And I was wondering if I could get a happy birthday from drunk Orson Welles.
Ah, the French.
I actually, if you want, we can.
Ah, the French.
Loaded Orson Welles. Guys, keep up the fun. I got my tickets. I can't wait to see y'all in NOLA. Sold out. Laissez les bons temps brûler. Timothy Dingle L. The reason I was saying that, I'll try to maybe squeeze it in. There's so much going on today.
Right.
I debuted an impression that sounds like another impression I do, but it's not, for my kid. And he requested it.
Really?
And it came out of nowhere.
Is it one he just said,
it.
Daddy, can you talk like, and you did it?
Yeah, I get it.
Wow. Hold That's on. Pretty cool. By the way, picture of him that you posted with him jutting his chin out.
Yes,
Mr. Big Shot. I loved
it. All right, I got to do it this way because I have to use my
car. All right. Kill the music because this is a new impression.
Yeah, new impression alert.
Right, here we go.
New impression alert.
No, it's got to be perfectly. All right, wait.
New impression alert.
New impression alert.
I have to drink my water.
Cannonball.
Kill it.
Mike is actually drinking all of his water so he can have an empty vessel.
Loose lips sink ships.
Okay, so he comes in the other day. Hold on. Whew. And he says, Dad, can you talk like Darth Vader?
Oh.
And I was right at this level of my water bottle.
Nice.
And I looked at him and I said,
Michael. I am your father.
Wow.
Please do whatever your mother says. This is the mailbag. May the force be with you.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yes. Now, question. Yeah. You're not a Star Wars household. How does he know of Darth Vader?
I don't know. He goes to school, gets all sorts of wacky ideas.
He's hanging with the nerds.
That's the way that
happens. Not so nerdy anymore.
Good
mainstream.
Boy. It is.
Next letter says, ay, fellas.
Well then.
This Saturday is my beautiful child bride, Katie Kendall's 24th birthday. I began dating her when she was a senior in high school.
Yeah,
excuse me. When she played Wendy in the school play Peter Pan. That's wonderful.
Neat.
Her version was not a musical, but I wonder what it would have sounded like if it had been. I wonder. What's he doing?
Nobody! Oh, who is near him? Nobody!
It's Dan Kendall,
who
Squirrel
is
Cop.
Jack the Ripper.
Thanks, Dan.
Nobody!
Okay.
Who's
there? All right, thank you very much. I'm sorry. That's
buy the record. Got to buy the soundtrack.
Moving right along. Hi, guys. I've been listening to TMOS for 7 years, and I remain hooked. My 33rd birthday. That's 7 years. That's within the window we like to talk about.
Yes.
That's within the window of this program alone. Always very thrilled about that. My 33rd birthday is Saturday. You know, by the way, somebody sent me a message the other day that says, hey, Mike, can you have your son say, hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money. I said, yes, what I'll do is I'll rip off all of Don's bits that he did with Bart, mm-hmm. and then I'll play them for you, sir. Live in the moment. Thank you.
Well, you have to admit, it makes good sense since Ken Stevens is still our general manager.
Yes, yeah. God, weird. When I found out that I shared a birthday with Mike's mom, I couldn't have been prouder. From all of Mike's stories, she sounded like such a strong, witty, courageous woman. Anyway, I'm pretty much using my birthday as an excuse to write in and tell you how much I love you and that I'm in the process of creating a new generation of TMOS listener with my two-year-old.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's great. Whenever I ask her if she wants to listen to Mike and the guys in the car, she replies enthusiastically in her little baby voice, Mike and guys.
<That's sweet.
laughs> I didn't even do that with my kid.
That's cool.
By the way, my wife woke me up this morning. She's in the shower with our show, cracking up.
Really?
You know what? Better than any alarm that'll wake you up out of a deep sleep is Oscar's laugh.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
It's true.
That's what I hear. I think she enjoys hearing me laugh while we're listening to the guys and the show. Maybe someday her father will get over his wild jealousy of the only other men that can make me laugh as much as he does and become a listener himself. Love you guys, Jess and Philly. So that's a lady. That's a lady.
It's Jess. A lady.
That's
yes.
awesome. Yeah.
So dad's jealous. Oh, come on. Join the party. We're yeah. a male-friendly show
fold.
Here.
Yeah, F you.
Hello, hey. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy. This Saturday, my lovely girlfriend, Dana Bourne, will be turning 25. Unfortunately, she keeps asking for gifts. I constantly have to remind her that I give her gifts every day. A roof over her head. Internet.
Good man.
Electricity and heat.
They don't happen for free.
I like heat. I'm hoping that Oscar can give her a little pep talk to straighten things out for me. Thanks. Sean Sr. from the beautiful state of Vermont. So this is the girlfriend. Not on full scholarship yet.
Right.
Dana Bourne is the lady's name, Oscar. Needs a little advice from you.
Dana, listen up, all right? Look, I get it. You're in your hot 20s and you think everything's free. It's not. Someone's got to provide it for you. So do this. Hit the gym a little more than you're usually doing it. Make sure you keep it tight as you get into your late 20s, because that's when it all falls apart. And you'll continue being on scholarship. If you don't, you know what the real world's like. Happy birthday.
There it is. Thank you very much, Oscar. Thank you. Very
much. I
well
like the ending, the best part, when he said happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, we have a fat mailbag today. Love the show. Listen every day
Matt
and
Dana.
Have a few questions. Mike, which member of the show is the laziest?
Oh, great question.
Let me see. You know, Ashley, you're raising your hand. Are you saying you are? Or, I mean, you're an intern.
Or do you just want to be the first to say my name?
Thank you for answering the question for me, Rob.
Of course.
Rob, who smells the worst?
You know, this is sort of a no-brainer because of his addiction to cigarettes. It's Pony.
Pony,
and especially you catch him after a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's funny about Pony? Quick sidebar.
Yes.
We're getting new chairs here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Pony said, oh, it'd be nice to have chairs that don't look like they were stolen from Giant. And that resonated in my head. I was like, where are there chairs at Giant? And there are only chairs at Giant at the little help me desk where they sell cigarettes.
Oh.
So he knows the chairs at Giant because he goes and buys cigarettes there.
Yeah. Stolen from a Giant as in a giant person.
Oh,
not the Giant Food?
Oh, I meant Giant Food.
Wow. No, Giant's not known for
these
chairs.
These aren't big chairs.
They're not. These are task chairs.
You weigh 113 pounds. That's why you think everything's giant.
Yeah.
So you think they're giant? These are regular size human being chairs.
You want to see a giant chair? Come to my home office. You'd get lost in it.
By the way, you want me to call Southwest Airlines, see if they can carve a couple of their chairs out and bring them into the studio for you? Does that make you comfortable?
Southwest chairs.
No,
especially
United.
The ones in the front row, you know, where you sit there with the metal bar in between so your ass cheeks are, like, clenched together for a two-hour flight.
I like it.
Yes, Ashley, what were you going to say, darling?
I said call United instead. They could throw you under a chair.
They can throw you under a chair. Bada-bing, bada-boom.
Now, I will, to address what Oscar or Pony said, Adrian does overdo the Axe body spray sometime. But I will take Axe body spray over cigarette smoke.
Yes.
Well, let me see. Rob says it's Pony because of the smoke. And I would say Rob Ford when he pops in if that's a crowded studio. You get a little Rob Ford.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
He's come a long way.
Yeah, I was thinking of principles, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. He's come a long
way. Oscar, the question they want you to ask, who has the ugliest car?
Rob Spiewak.
Thank you. Piece of Oldsmobile.
Yeah, yeah. But again,
the
it
new
was
one?
The yep. old, the, what is it? The
well, which one?
The Oldsmobile?
The new one is a Buick LaCrosse.
Oh, LaCrosse. I'm sorry, LaCrosse.
How's that automobile working out for you?
The brakes are solid. And the color is beautiful, and it rides like a dream. Interested?
So you hate it.
I hate it.
Did you give up the Chrysler for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that Chrysler. Well, the Chrysler was staring down 200,000 miles.
Was it really?
Yeah. But it was such a great car. Oh, I loved it.
All right. Well, now you got the LaCrosse. You're better off than Ashley. That's okay.
Yeah. You're a lot in life.
Yeah, but not in many ways.
Mike, who do you think farts in the studio the most? Oh, boy. That's a tough question because I'm
Wouldn't
not in the studio.
Wouldn't it be you because you're there and you're
by yourself,
studio,
yeah.
So you can do whatever you want and no one calls you on it?
No, I have to go back to when we were all in a studio together. And Oscar, I think you would
when
would
I was
be the
eating healthy,
noticeable.
I had the worst gas.
That's right. Yeah.
You farted. Rob and I are fat guys. We really try to go out of our way not to fart because everybody always thinks we're the ones that are farting.
Yeah.
And
also, I came from a very unhappy radio childhood dealing with farts, if you'll excuse the expression.
Rob, these are a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Rob, this question they want you to ask. Who should use a horn to communicate instead of speaking?
Rob Ford.
Rob Ford, thank you very much. Oscar, who has the worst hair?
Damn, that's tough.
Well, that's so easy.
Why?
It's Mac.
No.
Yes!
Mac doesn't have bad hair. He's got a great head of hair, and he can do anything.
He's got a great head of hair, but it's very unkempt.
Yeah, you know what? He does look like a homeless beast. Yeah.
A homeless beast?
We're good.
Maybe a tie between him and Adrian. And Oscar, we got that one. That's Johnny Dollar.
Probably not his real name.
Johnny Dollar.
We're going to fly through these last ones. Guys, I love the show. I'm a big supporter of all things TMOS. I've been wondering if Rob has seen the series Sun Records on CMT. I saw a couple of those online. Have you seen Sun Records?
It's an excellent show, but the problem is what should be the most dynamic character, Elvis Presley, is the weakest character.
That's not
believe it or
work,
not,
right.
The best character is Colonel Tom Parker. I've not missed an episode. The period
Colonel.
Flavor is great. It's a good show, but Elvis should be better.
Well, you answered that question. That comes from Jay Ree. Hi, guys. I want to wish my friend Jerry from Brainerd, Minnesota, a happy 60th birthday. I thought about sending him a Babe the Blue Ox stuffed animal. Okay. But I spent all of my money on prostitutes and alcohol. Wow. By the way, tell Jennifer that the guys at Gustafson Motors think she's such a super lady. That's a funny letter. Thanks, Shep.
Shep.
Okay, Shep.
Nice.
Shep. Of course it's Shep.
Why do I think Shep was the guy in the garage in Fargo? I don't know.
Could have been.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns, I'd like to share with you how your show recently almost got me killed. Literally.
Whoa.
I'm a pastor in Washington State. 2 weeks ago, I was counseling a young man with some legal issues. As I was talking, this man looked at me and said, I have over 200 demons living inside my body, and they are telling me to hurt you.
Nice.
Holy S. Oh, my God. Mm. I looked at him and said, with all due respect, you're full of crap. At that moment, my wife sent me a text message. The only problem... Hold on. At that moment, my wife sent me a text message. The only problem? I have always loved your Krusty the Clown Lab so much that I recorded it and set it as my notification when I get a text. I get it. He's just had this exchange with a potentially lethal individual. His wife sends him a text, and he's got my... So there I was arguing with a man about demons, and your crusty laugh starts to emanate from my phone. Needless to say, this man thought I was making fun of him, so he stormed out of my office. Fast forward to the next morning, I got a call from the local authority saying, we need you to lock every door in that church. A young man you counseled yesterday just stormed out of his house with a weapon, yelling, that pastor needs to die. Jeez. The police caught him one block from my church and had him committed.
Yikes.
My birthday is tomorrow, but I don't need a birthday impression or song. I just felt the need to tell you that although one of your impressions almost caused me to meet my maker sooner than I ever thought possible, it was 100% worth it. Thank you, Pastor.
Whoa,
I love your show and just want to thank you for keeping me going on stressful days. Keep up the good work. I'll continue listening to both your regular shows and the bonus, even if it kills me.
Wow.
Matthew Wyatt. It's senior pastor, Waitsburg Christian Church.
Amazing.
Waitsburg, Washington.
200 demons, Mike. 200 demons.
Awesome mailbag. Thank you, everybody. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, including a story that I have just for Rob Spiewak, because
nice.
I really think He's going to probably enjoy this as much as I did when I read it, and I was stunned. We will do that when we come back, and no one's going to don't. I'm overselling it. This is just for me and Rob, but it's really going to be a Queen moment.
Good.
So deal with it. We'll be right back.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Lori writes, let's put some facts together. One, Rob Spiewak has been warning us for years about the impending invasion of Canada. Two, Crown Royal is a blended Canadian whiskey. Three, Rob Spiewak's favorite whiskey is Crown Royal. So, what does this mean? Is Rob Spiewak a spy, traitor, or Canadian sympathizer? Lori, I try to remain fair and balanced, so I'm going to let the facts speak for themselves and let you decide.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This section of the program is brought to you by Texture. I love Texture. I am reading Texture every day. The greatest thing about when you get Texture on your phone, you're going to get so many magazines, magazines that you would not buy or subscribe to normally, that you will expand your reading horizons. Now,
yes.
I have my regular favorites that are on Texture that I get for one low price every single month. Normally $9.99, but if you sign up right now, Texture will give you a 14-day free trial. Texture.com/TMOS is what you want to go to for that. The thing that's great about Texture, not only that you can share it with the rest of your family, but you will read stuff like, for example, I've never read Variety. I never got into Variety.
Right.
I've been reading Variety like wildfire.
It's the showbiz Bible, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, magazines, I love magazines. And if you are a magazine lover like I am, get yourself Texture. It will give you access to every magazine you desire for less than a few individual subscriptions, plus the convenience of electronic access with no clutter.
Right.
Texture was one of Apple's 2016 top apps of 2016. Start your free trial right now. I love, love, love Texture. Please support this advertiser. They are really, really supporting the Mike O'Mara Show, and they are one of the best in the business. I love my association with this advertiser. I want to make them a lot of money because they are worth it, and
it is
a value for the money. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Rob Spiewak.
Yes, Mike O'Mara.
Late night surfing last night, just like wallowing through the internet. And we have made fun of the Barefoot Contessa for years and years and years.
You got me her cookbook, Cooking for Jeffrey, as a birthday gift.
Jeffrey is the bit we have always done.
Yeah.
We know Jeffrey from the show, you know, as the guy that waltzes in and waltzes out of Ina's life. She cooks for him. There's an article that pops online yesterday about Jeffrey and Ina not having children and their choice to not have children. And like you, I reacted immediately with like a little chuckle with that. Then I decide, okay, they chose not to have kids. It's worked out for them.
Sure.
It's allowed her, she says, the life she wanted. Fine. I know a lot of couples that don't have kids.
Right.
That's fine. That's the way. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, Mike, do you see what's firmly clasped between my teeth? It's my tongue.
Yes. Thank you. The bottom line is, out of this, I do a deep dive on Jeffrey, Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa's husband, just to see.
And he's not curious. Jeffrey Garten, is he? He has a different last name.
He is Jeffrey Garten, Rob Spiewak.
Is he really? Okay. Live
Born
and learn.
October 29th. I wikied him. Born October 29th, 1946. And he is, are you ready for this?
A baby boomer, yes.
He is Dean Emeritus at the Yale School of Management.
Ooh.
What? Now that is an A-list title, my friends. That is a dean at Yale University.
Because when he comes on the show, it looks like it's a victory that he found the house.
Absolutely.
I've seen him wandering the gardens. He's just like,
I don't know where the kitchen is. Dean Emeritus at the Yale School of Management, where he teaches a variety of courses on the global economy.
Wow.
He also serves on several corporate and philanthropic boards. From 1996 to 2005, he was dean of the school, and from 2005 to 2015, he was the Juan Tripp Professor International Trade, Finance, and Business. Before that, he was Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade in the Clinton administration.
What?
Whoa. I mean, it is truly spectacular how this woman has overshadowed a man of this level of accomplishment.
He served as a national
this
figure.
This man was the man behind the woman that made her who she is.
That was allowed her to perhaps get into this.
How do you calculate such success without somebody with that type of skill set, especially in business, behind you?
Darling, I'm home from the White House. Make sure there's no stems in the rosemary when you take the rosemary off.
Can you get Bill to write the foreword for my book?
That's right.
This is, there is accomplished and then there is accomplished. He married Ina Rosenberg in 1968 and he served in the U.S. Army. This resume is stunning. He served in the United States Army from 1968 to 1972. I'm like, okay, he was in the Army back during the Vietnam. Here we go. Holding the rank of lieutenant in the 82nd Airborne
Division. In 4 years?
And captain and aide-de-camp to the commanding general of the U.S. Special Forces.
Whoa!
In 1971, he was an advisor to the Royal Thai Army. He got his Ph.D. at Johns Hopkins. This man is, this is one of the most amazing resumes I've ever read.
Made and paid.
Not only that, he loves lamb chops.
Me out of the water.
I cannot believe it.
He sits on the board of directors for Aetna, CarMax, Credit Suisse. This guy is a playa.
Yes.
And, of course, personal life. He's married to Ina Garten, who hosts Food Network's Barefoot Contessa.
Ina Garten, nay Rosenberg, scale. Mike.
Yeah. So it's not just, the scones that have built that fabulous home.
That, could knock me over with a feather with any one of those facts. But you put them all together. He was in the Clinton administration.
Clinton, Nixon. He was also, he was in Nixon, Ford, Carter. This man has been an amazingly accomplished and now a dean emeritus at Yale University. This is the guy that we always thought was silly old Jeffrey who came back from selling shoes.
Well,
or something
for God's
like
sake, it's killing me that they didn't have kids. They've got to procreate.
Yes,
these are two brilliant people. We mustn't lose this.
We need more overachievers, but the ship has sailed on that one. Safe to say with that. Yeah, take it. Get out. Anyway, they've been around for a long time. Jeffrey Garten, salute. I had no idea you were so accomplished, sir.
Here
to
you.
I want to say mad props and respect. We will take a break.
You too, Ina.
You too. Right back
Good
at
catch.
You. We'll take a break. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Worth it?
Huh? Yeah, love it. Love it.
I'd enjoy that. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. It's me, Tony Perkins.
And this is Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell, it's not, but it is Tim Ryan who's going to be on the show.
Is he? I can't wait.
Yeah, you got very mixed up there.
That happens a lot.
Howard dead, Tim alive. Tim is on the show.
I like having live guests.
He has a new book. It's called On Someone Else's Nickel. This guy's covered everything. The U.S. Open, huge boxing matches, NFL football. He's great.
Dwarf fighting?
That he did not cover.
Oh, okay. Well, you said everything.
Also, what's the worst movie you've ever seen? For me, it was Pootie Tang, and I'm going to tell you all about that. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Gary Stein's biography, Stuck in 1979, will be coming out very shortly. Howard Cosell.
Mike, they're doing a movie remake of The Time Machine, but it's a documentary. So.
The Vistaprint is bringing you this next segment of news you may not need. Vistaprint, all about supporting small business owners. They are the place to go for any custom products for the home or the office. And the deal is there, folks. 500 business cards, $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. We're asking you, with your business, to send your Vistaprint card to Rob Spiewak at Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And Rob Spiewak has our Vistaprint card of the day.
It is a classy-looking card because it has the official Loyola University of Chicago logo.
Ooh.
So salute to Matt Mason. This looks like this could be Jeffrey Garten's card because it looks that classy. But you
Dean
read
Emeritus,
it.
Jeffrey Garten.
All he is a graduate student. But he's made himself a card. He makes him look like a big deal.
Clashy.
Good job, Matt Mason.
We love Vistaprint. You'll love it. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for just $9.99. That's right, 500 for $9.99. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS. TMOS at checkout. We love Vistaprint. You will too. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and it's 500 business cards for $9.99. Go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS and order yours today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Ina.
Julia Roberts has been named People Magazine's most beautiful woman in the world for the fifth time. Five times. 26 years after she first won the title in 91. She also won in 2000, 2005, and 2010. So what does she plan to do with her title? Rub it in George Clooney's face.
He's only
been there the sexiest man alive twice, and she says, quote, I'm going to mention that in my Christmas card to the Cloonies this year. Julia knows how to be a movie star. That's a movie
star
quote.
She's good at it.
That's a movie star quote. You're kind of dropping name, but at the same time, you're being Julia, you know. She was 23 when she won for the first time. She wasn't sure she deserved it. At the time, she thought, was I old enough to be voted into this level of popularity? So
it's
Julia
fun
Roberts
watching her turn into Joan Crawford.
Maybe a little Joe Crawford.
That feud.
There.
You left me at that plantation. You and Bob and the entire staff left me there. Mamacita had to call a city cab.
Mamacita rolled.
The New England Patriots visited the White House yesterday to celebrate the Super Bowl. Tom Brady was a no-show. However, it didn't have anything to do with politics or falling out with BFF President Trump. Brady released a statement thanking Trump for supporting the team and said, quote, in light of some recent developments, I am unable to attend the ceremony as I am attending to some personal family matters. He didn't elaborate, but the Boston Herald
he's
says...
He's getting some tail. That's what family matters he's doing.
So he's probably opting to spend time with his mom, who's in town from California, and she's fighting cancer. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Brady also didn't make the Patriots' last visit to the White House 2 years ago in 2015. At that time, he also cited family commitments. He did show up after all three Super Bowl wins during the W years, the Bush years. So he did. He has been
once
to the White
you've
House.
Gone once, why go back?
Yeah, he's seen the tour.
Yeah,
probably
know.
Kind of a drag, really, yeah. To be perfectly honest. But Gronkowski crashing the press conference, even if it was staged, it still was funny.
Very
that was
funny.
One of,
very
how
funny.
Many moments have we had with Sean Spicer that are actually, you know, where they're semi-pleasant?
Yeah.
Right? It was okay
was
to
funny.
See that. Aaron Hernandez may have been acquitted of the double murder, but he was convicted of the 2013 murder of Odin Lloyd, although his death might actually vacate that conviction. This is an interesting story. I didn't know this about the law. There's an obscure law in the books in Massachusetts that says Hernandez died an innocent man, technically, because if a defendant dies before all of his appeals have been exhausted, then he's not a criminal in the eyes of the law. Some legal experts say the whole case should be erased, as if he was never arrested, tried, or convicted. Obviously, that's putting the cart before the horse at this stage, but it could have major implications. For example, TMZ says the ongoing civil case that Lloyd's family has against Hernandez could take a hit, and they'd have to reestablish his liability by having the whole case retried with a new jury. Jesus, let it go. He's dead.
You know what?
The other guy's dead.
Regarding that, I know there's not a lot of good feelings anywhere when there is a murder case and there's a suicide involved. The stuff I saw on social media yesterday, people trying to make light of his suicide.
Yes,
I understand
crap.
You have feelings,
yep.
But that's tasteless, and that is low.
There are two extremes they went. You don't pull back crap. It is a human being, really. That's what it falls into. And then you don't make it sound sad because he's a celebrity. He was
no.
a convicted murderer.
No.
So, you know, you got to be somewhere
the guy
in the
was,
middle.
An all, for all accounts, a monster.
A monster, absolutely.
A literal monster. Like multiple murders.
Right.
Accusations.
Right. Even if all of that is true, I don't need to be that. Especially in that case, I don't need to see lighthearted jokes about
that.
People playing hangman on.
I hate that crap too,
like
and that you know
up.
He's just hanging around that
must
kind of crap.
Yeah.
You know, it's a death, and it's you diminish.
Sickened me.
Death.
Sickened me a little bit.
Other legal experts say a vacated conviction might mean the Patriots are on the hook to pay Hernandez's family the remaining millions from his contract. Yeah, sit tight till that happens. And the
hello,
is
this
already...
is Bob Kraft. The check is not forthcoming.
The family's looking into that. That's crap too. You let him die,
yep.
and you move on, as Oscar said. You know, this is a guy, I've read extensively about Aaron Hernandez. This is a guy that did not come from the streets. He did
no.
not come from a rough neighborhood. He sought out the gangster life.
Mm-hmm. Even when he was
to be
in
a
college.
Gangster. Right, exactly.
Like, this has been going on forever. Everybody
he wanted
just
to
kind
be
of
a bad guy, and obviously he had demons, and those are, I hope I never hear the name again.
Yeah.
TMZ claims Richard Simmons does, and I want to hear this name a lot. TMZ claims Richard Simmons does occasionally leave his house. We're starting a new podcast on the Mike O'Mara show called Richard Simmons Leaving His House. But he leaves his house in disguise.
Please tell me you know who he dressed as.
Dressed up as Mamacita?
They say it's usually simple, Rob. Things like a hat and, quote, street clothes, which is apparently code for normal stuff. No sequin tank tops.
None?
Or candy stripe shorts. Sources say he walks with a cane because he's still recovering from a knee injury, and he's gained some weight. Apparently, he likes to hit up the local mall.
Well, of course.
Richard was recently hospitalized with a nasty gastrointestinal problem. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
But someone claiming to be him posted an update on Facebook and said, quote, "Aren't you sick of hearing and reading about me? LOL." So that's Richard saying.
That's, you know, I'm hearing of this for the first time, and it disappointed me because I really thought the costume you're going to mention, sexy nurse.
Sexy nurse costume. According to a new survey, people who get off the bed on the right side, hi, that's me, are more likely to feel miserable, tired, and grumpy in the morning than people who get out of bed on the left side. Huh. I don't understand why that would be. It's just like, oh, Bill, what are you doing?
Oh, is he here?
Yeah, well, that says it all, Spiewak. I got out on the right side my whole life.
That's your whole deal?
Yeah, we'll do it live. We'll do it live. There he goes.
Right-leaning politics.
Right side.
Yeah.
Survey didn't offer a reason why, but you're...
What side do you get out of the bed?
The left, because my bed's too big for my room.
Okay,
my bed is against the wall.
Yeah. So you have to crawl across.
Everybody gets off on the left.
All right,
so both of you get off on the left.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm a left side guy.
Yeah.
That's it? Oh, okay.
I used to get off on the right, but then I moved.
Sometimes twice.
Mm-hmm. Even when we're in a hotel room, Carla fights for that left side of the bed. She wants to get out.
She likes when you're miserable.
Yeah, she does. That's the way it works. Robots are coming for your jobs. Eventually, apocalyptic world domination. But first, yeah, it's the jobs things. Time Magazine and the consulting firm McKinsey just put together an online tool that will tell you if a robot is going to take your job.
Robot.
On the bright side, they say robots can only fully replace about 5% of us. I didn't know it was that small.
Wow.
But they still may be able to do most of your work. For example, I typed in fast food fry cook, and it said a robot can do 89% of the work. So, fry cooks, look out. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, but if I want extra salt, is Johnny Five going to know what that means?
That's right. Probably not.
Hey,
Johnny Five.
Who's
That's
Johnny?
That's Oscar's new robot. Johnny Five. That's Oscar's new robot. we're coming over. Shannon, do you have time to clean the house? I'll get Johnny Five to do the...
Johnny Five is alive.
And now a little something. Something. 46-year-old Philip Burnside lives in Ivydale, West Virginia, about 45 miles northeast of Charleston. He recently broke into his neighbor's home where they were away on business to steal toilet paper. The guy who lives there got an alert from his security system that someone was in his living room. So he called his sister and asked her to go check it out. That's always brave. Hey, sis, go in. If he's got a gun, c'est la vie, right?
Yeah, no problem. Try and force it out of his hand. Be careful.
She saw Philip when she got there, but he pretended to help her look for whoever broke in.
There's because he's a neighbor.
How weird. Yeah. You're here too.
You know what it was? An inside job.
I heard somebody.
I heard something. Let me help. So she thought it was just a concerned neighbor. A security camera showed he was the one who broke in, though he eventually admitted to stealing 3 rolls of toilet paper. The guys had other stuff go missing at the house before, so he thinks this wasn't Philip's first time at the rodeo. The cops arrested him for burglary, and he could face additional charges. Remember, if you steal just 3 rolls, your neighbors will never miss the toilet paper. 4 rolls, you are going to jail. That's the way that works. Absolutely.
That's the threshold right there.
Yep. Amen. We're going to take a break. Come back with the audio vault, Rob's Little Sounds, right here on the Mike O'Bara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week with the Mike O'Bara Show. When we record the bonus show on Thursdays, a lot of his content spills into the next week. This probably leaves a lot of non-P1 listeners with some burning questions. Like, what are the best tricks for getting rid of a hangover? And what exactly makes something family gourmet? Does dunking pizza in milk really make it better? And what exactly makes Ashley and me so much better than the male interns? Although, last one you probably could have figured out from listening to the regular show.
Yeah,
if you want to know the answers to these questions, there's only one place to go. Subscribe to the bonus show to find out all these things and more, and to avoid being a rube.
Maddie blushes so bad when her promo comes on.
Maddie, we love it. We love your promo. It's fantastic. And by the way, speaking of the Neelys, Pat Neely featured in the bonus show today.
Mike, we have a new feature, Pat Neely's Recipe Corner.
Whoa!
Tell you, that's a very exciting.
I very seldom have so much fun putting a segment
together.
Family
gourmet tuna salad.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. The TMOS bonus show, we're recording it today. You'll hear it tomorrow. If you don't have it, you're not going to get it. It supports and allows the other five episodes a week. Without the bonus show, the rest of TMOS would drop lifelessly to the ground. The bonus show is the sixth uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every week. It's just about the most fun you can have with microphones. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, thank you. But we also urge you to encourage others to subscribe today.
Bonus.
Do it today.
Bonus.
Bonus.
It's a mitzvah. Isn't that what it's
mitzvah. Called? Mitzvah.
Right? Do a mitzvah for bonus. The show.
Yes.
Right?
Be a mensch. Do a mitzvah.
Mitzvah.
The future of the show relies on your support. The MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner and get our bonus content and help TMOS to continue for years to come. Protect our spine, the spine of the show, the TMOS bonus show.
Protect this spine.
The spine needs help. Spine curvature. Anyway, let's get the audio vault on.
You too, Mike.
Scoliosis runs in the family. Yes. It does. You mentioned it, so let's go ahead and lead with this. What are you doing?
He's got a curved spine.
Oh, I see. Hunchback.
Curvature.
Yeah. I am so afraid of curvature if we talk about spines.
Spines?
Spines.
Yes.
I have my girl look at my spine once a week. I'm like, look.
That is so hot.
Whatever you do, like throw rocks on top of it while I'm sleeping. I don't care what you do. Keep it down.
I pray every day that my son gets my wife's spine.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's, her x-rays, it is literally S-shaped. It is so
bad. Oh, really?
And I
for
get some
SPWAC?
Of that.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have to change any of the embroidery.
You slouch too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but that's bit? All. That's a fat guy thing, I think. Yeah, but I do have the curvature a little
bit.
Front, not like her.
Holding down the back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If I were to lean back, I'd go over like a tower. Okay. It'd be like 600 pounds of Jenga with a cargo shirt.
Jenga on the show.
All right, Rob Gronkowski did crash the press conference yesterday. I have tape of that. Sean Spicer almost appearing human. It's nice.
We'll see what pans out in the negotiation. But I think there's an opportunity. Can I just...
Need some help?
I think I got this, but thank you. Maybe. All right, thanks, man. I'll see you in a minute. Hold on. One second. All right, that was cool.
Okay, Sean Spicer takes a lot of crap. Let me tell you something. If it was staged, if it was planned, Sean Spicer, great acting job.
Oh, yeah. He did a good job.
Really, really above average. I admire that. I think that's terrific. Hey, give the White House press corps a little break.
Also,
from all the crap, right?
It's fun to see Gronk out of his element. Like, he's on top of a boss
terrific.
With two beers, chugging him. He's, like, stumbling into the White House press room.
You know, anything that can take our troubles away for a while, you know, when you got a president saying, the Armada is on the way, and then you find out the air carrier is sailing in the other direction. That's the crap that scares the pee out of me.
Sean Spicer needs to take a lesson from Cal Penn, because Cal Penn is a great press secretary in the Designated Survivor.
Yep.
He's really, really good.
I'm all caught up, Rob. I know what's going on.
I got last night's to watch still.
Oh, you wait till you see what happened.
I'm not at that party. I am
Someone's
not at
back.
That party.
Mike,
damn,
it's
damn,
so
damn.
Good because it is such great Kiefer Sutherland. Yes. Yes.
Funny, mid-May. Bloodline coming back mid-May.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, it's all April. Right. Why don't you watch Designated Survivor?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Oh, good man.
He's digging
it.
How long would it take me to catch up? A long time.
No.
Seven episodes.
Six hours. They only have 7 episodes. 6 hours. You're there.
I'll do it. I got no life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the wife... Trey Box.
Oh, yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
You like her. Yeah. Not so much the Speaker of the House, though.
No.
She's, okay. she's a little thick. Graham Norton Show.
Multiple chins, Mike.
The Graham Norton Show.
I love Graham Norton.
Had Tom Hanks on, and I don't know why this never occurred to me. Where's all the money in kids' movies? It's merchandise, right?
I would think.
And Tom Hanks has been Woody in 4 Toy Stories.
Woody.
At least 3. And there's all the merchandise that surrounds it. Tom Hanks is too busy to voice the merchandise and the toys and all of the stuff that has Woody on it. So, who does the voice of Woody on the toys?
Ha ha! Boy, am I glad to see you.
Is that you?
No, it's my brother, Jim.
That's so weird, because we were on the internet, somebody said that, and we kind of, oh, that just sounds like a load of old rubbish.
No, it's my brother, Jim. They have so many...
There's a sink in my my boots.
And snake in my boots. There are so many computer games and video things, and Jim just, he works on those all year long. And they said, you don't want to do this. He said, no, get my brother Jim, you know, he'll do it. So that's my brother Jim.
Tom Hanks has so many, he has so many great stories about struggling and getting into the business, and Jim just falls into it. Here is a Woody doll that is voiced by Jim Hanks. They sound, and also Jim Hanks was his double in the long shots of Forrest Gump. So they obviously have a similar
reach
body.
Reach for the sky.
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
Hey, howdy, hey. My name's Woody. A cowboy without his hat is like a yodel without a hey-hee-hoo. Oh, you found my hat. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, partner. Time to
okay, can I can I
adventure.
Say something?
Yeah.
Older brother, right?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't you tell?
Yes!
He's struggling.
The energy level?
Struggling.
God. I mean, put
There's
the
a snake in my boots.
There's a snake in my boots. So sleepy.
Reach for this guy, I'm lazy.
These checks don't come fast enough.
We talked all at length about O'Reilly. I just wanted to play this because it is so great. Here they are talking about Bill O'Reilly was on vacation when he got fired. Here's the last sign-off of the last live O'Reilly factor, and it's just, it's telling.
Fine time factor tip of the day, often around this time of year, I grab some vacation because it's spring and Easter time. Last fall, I booked a trip that should be terrific. Not going to tell you where it is, but we have a contest on BillO'Reilly.com. Guess where Bill's going. I'll have a full report when I return. Geez. Now, here's the fact tip of the day. If you could possibly take two good trips a year, it'll refresh your life. We all need R&R. Put it to good use. Plan it. Don't run into horror on the road. All of us deserve a break, so make sure you take yours.
So, if you played that contest, guess where Bill is
going out.
And if you said
unemployment line.
Yeah, then you win. You win. Wow. You win a Factor coffee cup, and that is your magic audio vault. Oh, have a great God. Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007 if you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment. Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS. And thank you, really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for selling out that show in New Orleans, Louisiana. Awesome. The Mike O'Mara Show live in November in New Orleans.
The Mike O'Mara Show live. November 4th at the House of Blues is sold out.
Yay!
Wow!
For Rob Spiewet, Oscar Santana, and executive producer Matt Ponyboy Blue, Mike O'Mara is inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody!
So long!
Ciao, ciao!
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.